I think we're on the verge of doing something that not only is historic in many ways, the magnitude of the reforms across the perspective in the Agricultural Act of 2014, but quite literally when you consider the environment with which Debbie and I, my partner, have worked with our ranking members and the conference committee members and our Senate and House Ag Committee members, the environment we have worked in, even though it took us, Senator, 2.5, almost 3 years, we have a really amazing bill here. When, if you'd allow, indulge me for just
please,
a moment,
please.
When you look at what's been accomplished, we have a commodity title that quite literally was written for farmers and ranchers, for people who produce the food and fiber that feed this great nation and the country around the world. We did it by making, and don't underestimate the magnitude of the reforms, ending the direct payment program, the old safety net completely, moving to an insurance-oriented kind of a program where benefits will only be paid out if you have a weather problem or if you have a market failure, things that farmers and ranchers cannot control, the magnitude of that. In crop insurance, taking our cotton friends away from the old programs to the stacks programs is a part of being compliant with our WTO obligations. Putting more money into crop insurance, and I'm sure the senator would agree with me, when you look at the numbers, not only did the old direct payment program go away, not only did we maintain the investment in crop insurance, but we plowed some of that direct payment money savings back in to enhance the crop insurance programs. Dairy. And I know all of you are familiar with the trials and tribulations in the House of Representatives know that the three magic words are no supply management. No supply management. Very important to certain people in the United States House, as Senator Stabenow knows, but also a program that creates a new way to help protect our dairy friends from the challenges of the market and things they don't control. Let's be honest, while we've had setting drought issues aside a really good decade, it's been a tough decade on our dairy farmers. We're trying to address that. The consolidation within the conservation programs. And oh yes, a topic that the senator and I have worked much on in nutrition, where we have reasonable reforms that while they try to address loopholes left over from 1996, nonetheless will assure that our fellow Americans who need help, who demonstrate that they meet the asset and the income requirements, will get the help they need, that safety net is maintained also. Just a variety of things, and I know there will be some discussion and comments in a moment about a lot of other things. But just simply let me say this, and I'll turn it to my good friend and the chairwoman for her observations and comments. If you look at the environment we were dealing in, the budget situation, the deficits, the ongoing deficits, if you look at the political rancor with which we've had to deal with in both houses and across the country, not only is this a good farm bill, this is almost a miraculous farm bill. And as hard as it's been to get to this point, and I want to thank my friend here for all of her efforts and all of our other colleagues' efforts, this is almost a miracle. But that's what farmers and ranchers and consumers needed. That's what we're about as elected officials to the United States House, the United States Senate. Do our work. Do it in a way that surprises people positively and almost creates some miracles. With that, Senator, would you have some thoughts?
I do. And I want to first thank Chairman Lucas. We've been working together, I think, just about 3 years on all of this. And I think it's very, very important to start by saying this has been a joint effort. It's been bipartisan every step of the way. Tough negotiations, depending on regions of the country and different ideas on things, but we all operated in good faith, continued to do that with respect for each other and friendship, and I think the public expects us to govern in a way that actually solves problems. I think for farmers and ranchers who are out there making tough decisions and battling the weather like nobody else every day, they expect us to step up and do our work. And that's what we've done. And so I'm very proud of that. I'm going to take us back almost 3 years and just say that, from the very first moment the discussion about deficit reduction started and there was a super committee process set up, every committee was asked to come together, produce spending reductions, deficit reductions, and Chairman Lucas and I reached out to each other and were literally the only committee that got House, Senate, Republican-Democratic agreement to cut our own area of jurisdiction. And if every part of the federal budget did what we did, I would dare say, Mr. Chairman, we might have a balanced budget. And so we started with a framework at that time that produced about $23 billion in savings through tough negotiations. When the super committee process fell through, the good news was is we had a framework that we then carried on, and it stuck pretty close to in terms of the overall framework and number of areas, and which allowed us to go through and to ultimately get to this point. We did what I think taxpayers and citizens would like us to do in every part of the budget. We looked at everything. Does it work? Does it not work? What should be done? What should be changed? There's about 100 different authorizations and programs we eliminated. In conservation, we consolidated 23 programs down to 13 and basically put them in four buckets of flexibility while strengthening them and saving money. I'm very, very proud of the fact that we've got over 650 groups, from hunters and fishermen to environmentalists and wildlife advocates and others, who are supporting what I believe is really a conservation title that recommits the best of America to support land and water preservation and support our farmers in the country. Let me say that I think between the commodity title and disaster assistance and crop insurance, we have addressed the needs of every part of America's agriculture. And that was something that we started out saying we wanted this to work for every region. And I believe we have done that. It was tough to do, as the chairman said, because we were ending direct payments. We are ending direct payments and moving to a risk-based system. And it's been a lot of hard work to get to a point where we can say that this is good for everyone. In disaster assistance, of course, I'm very pleased that both for our fruit growers who were decimated 2 years ago with the warming and then the late freezes again, and what's happening to livestock across the country, I'm very, very proud that we have for the first time a permanent livestock disaster assistance program. When we look at what we've been able to do for our ranchers, we have about a $7 billion commitment, and that's something that we all care about as well. Finally, on food assistance, we have said we need to make the system work better. We're going to tackle waste, fraud, and abuse, make the system accountable, and that's what we have done. And then I would one last thing that we don't talk enough about, I don't think, and that is the fact that 16 million people work in agriculture, and this is a huge job creator, number one in exports, and there are a number of things that we have done to strengthen that, to boost export opportunities, to boost local food opportunities for folks to buy locally and to be able to create new markets for small farmers. At Michigan, we are very involved in something called bio-based manufacturing, where we have the auto industry using soy oil and corn byproducts and wheat byproducts to replace chemicals in their plastics and so on, creating new opportunities. And we strengthen that as well. We have a commitment on a new foundation on research, a $200 million commitment that can be balanced with $200 million in investment from the private sector on research for the future. We strengthen rural development, and I really will say, finally, our support for beginning farmers, which I know the chairman cares about and I care about, and we have expanded. The one area of actual expansion of doing something, adding something new to the department is creating a new office to coordinate with veterans. Our veterans coming home, many of them from small communities who want to go back into farming or go into farming, and we've expanding our support. We are expanding support for veterans who want to start in agriculture, and I think that's pretty important as well. So we this bill comes out, right, Mr. Chairman, Wednesday, tomorrow, for a vote?
We will have a rules vote today in the House of Representatives that will enable the bill to be considered tomorrow. I would expect it tomorrow morning. With passage there, then the legislative action will move to your chamber.
And we expect that Leader Reed has indicated he will move it as quickly as possible, so as fast as we can get this done.
And assuming that, I have only indications that the White House will be supportive of our final product.
That's my understanding as well, and I appreciate very much that we have every indication that the President will sign the bill.
But Debbie and I will not sleep well until the parchment or whatever the final document is delivered to the National Archives.
Absolutely.